Dr. John Carney, that message from Sue ringing any bells for you? Good morning.
Yes, indeed. Good morning, Esther. Good morning, indeed. Oh, those were the good old days, and they're still good old days even today.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing Atandwa in Othello at the Baxter. But the apple doesn't fall far from the stage, eh? It's a role that you had when you played Othello at the Market Theatre in 1987. Of course, a very, very different time in South Africa, considering the politics of the day. I'm sure you've mentored him his entire life, but taking on this role of Othello in a democratic South Africa, what is the method used back then in 1987 that is probably different in year in 2024 in the democratic South Africa?
I was talking to Janet Suzman, Dame Janet Suzman, who also flew from London to come and be together with me at this opening. When we did it in 1987, it was a political act. You knew that the play dealt with the dignity of a black person who had a relationship with a white person. And those days, the Anti-Morality Act forbade that completely on stage, in your bedroom, even in your thoughts. And then when we saw the play, and Atandwa now is playing Othello in 2024, the beauty of it, he is an actor, and there's a good play and a good adaptation and an incredible director, Lara Foote. So that's the kind of premise that they take off. When he told me, we're still in New York, that he's coming down to South Africa because Lara is cast him to play Othello and they're going to work on the play and the adaptation and all that, I was very excited and I was laughing. And I said to him, it's a mountain. It depends whether you conquered the mountain and you climbed it. When you stand on top before that curtain call falls, then you've conquered it. But if that curtain falls and you're still struggling to get there, it's going to be very challenging. And last night I saw, like a father, I was almost mouthing the words.
Did you mouth the words for Sizwe Banzi as well? Because in 2015, you directed Atandwa in Sizwe Banzi is Dead, and Kibisi Shibangu also Shibangu. at the Baxter in 2015. Is it becoming and I'm loving that Atandwa can reimagine roles, but how do you feel that he's reimagining roles that you have made famous on South African stages now for a younger, newer audience, John?
Look, like a father, like a mother, you're very proud of your children. You're very proud and you wish them all the time to succeed in whatever choice they make in life. When I wanted to be an actor, my father took me to a witch doctor because he thought that I had Tikoloshes talking in my ears because he saw me learning the lines of Antigone by Sophocles. When he wants to be an actor, the only kind of concern I had, does he have what it takes or is he just interested in the John Carney brand and thinks that will open doors? So when I directed him in 1987 in Sizwe Banzi, I watched and it's almost like a strange reliving your life. Last night he's standing there and I said, that guy looks like me. That guy on stage looks like me, younger. and he's carving his footpath. Yeah. Somebody said to him, how does it feel, Min? But man, just feeling your father's footsteps. He says, they're too big. I'm making my own. Yeah. And I was impressed by that. I was really, really impressed by that. Then I knew that he's serious about this nonsense. He is. And last night, Lara's production and adaptation, I mean, it's still Othello. It's still the same issues, but it's 2024. And for a director to decide to do a play written in 1610, today, 2024, and imagine it, that on another land, somewhere in Africa, is an incredible and a brave idea, a brave thought, and she did it.
There's this term that is currently being used in Hollywood. It's called Nepo babies. It is the children of actors who are coming into the profession. And it happens in many households. I know many people whose children, my colleagues, who are going through university, deciding on careers, and many of them are choosing the field of journalism. I have friends who are lawyers whose children want to become lawyers. So it's because you live in that household, you live and immersed in a profession. But your thoughts in how have you had to also protect Atandwa? Because people may say, oh, he's John Carney's son. Of course he's going to get the role. Your thoughts?
Look, when we did the Black Panther, he didn't tell me that he sent a tape to audition for a younger King T'Chaka. Now, I'm sitting down. I hear the story that Ryan Coogler was watching these tapes, trying to find a young person who looks like John Carney. And then he says, rewind, you just missed a face. And said, that's him. And someone said, it is his son. Because sometimes he just says, Atandwa. Without adding Atandwa Carney, because that has a two-way effect. Otherwise, it says, who the hell do you think you are? You think you're a dad? Or sometimes, interesting, okay, you're John Carney's son. All right, come in. Let's talk. But the challenge is not just being John Carney's son. It's delivering when you're inside that interview. It's delivering when you are on the job itself. Then you carve and create a legacy and a little reputation for yourself. And he is absolutely incredible last night. I called the mother. I said, oh, my God, he was good this evening.
He was good. A father says he was good, but you're, of course, very, very proud. Dr. John Carney, really appreciate your time. Just one more thing. Last year, you were the recipient of the 2023 Fund to Kaaf Living Legend Series Award. It's an honor that the Department of Arts and Culture bestows on living legends. Tonight, we're seeing Abdullah Ibrahim being bestowed with that honor before his concert at the Cape Town City Hall. Your thoughts and the meaning of Abdullah Ibrahim, who's in his 90th year, he'll turn 90 in October, but still going strong in performances. Usually when living legends get honored, is it time to slow down, or like you and Abdullah Ibrahim continue to still keep on producing great work?
These awards and recognition, they just take a break in your journey, which you're focused on, and you're going where your heart and where the soul, where the day is calling. So you stop and listen to Mr. President, the Minister of Arts and Culture, Zizi Korda, who bestows upon you the Fantuka Art Prize. It's an incredible thing. I remember I sat on the Brits Governing Council at the Brits in Johannesburg University, and we bestowed upon Abdullah Ibrahim a doctorate for his incredible work. Normally, when you're a doctorate, I stand there and I have to deliver, you know, the speech and oration so that those old with the floppy heads like town councillors believe truly you deserve this. And there was a piano on stage and he just played. What an incredible moment. And it's been my idol. He's been my mentor. He's been my, who's had so many wonderful conversations about the future, about the arts together. I am so sorry that I'm leaving for Minnesota this evening. So I have to fly immediately back to Johannesburg because the minister invited me, said, I hear you're in Cape Town. Can you stay one more day, please? Because I want you to be part of the audience that honors Abdullah Ibrahim, a great, great gentleman, a great human being, an incredible musician, an artist, worldly renowned for his humanity and vision. I am so happy that he's given his flowers and applause while he's still alive. It's not a eulogy or posthumously saying he was great. He is great.
Dr. John Carney, really appreciate your time. And you can go see Atandwa Carney at the Baxter in the production of Othello. It runs at the Pam Golding Theatre at the Baxter Theatre from the 6th of April to the 4th of May. Performances are at 7:30 Monday to Friday. They also Saturday matinee performances as well. You can book your tickets through Web Tickets online at www.webtickets.co.za.